John DiBella Podcast, 102.9 MGK.
He will be at Helium Comedy Club tomorrow and Saturday for two shows each night. Tickets are always available through heliumcomedy.com or 215-496-9001. One of my favorite people on the planet is on the phone this morning, Brian Callen. Hiya, Bri.
John, I miss you. I miss you, John.
I miss you too, Brian.
I'm sorry I'm not in studio. I want to see that mustache. I want to see that mustache, John. I want to marvel at your mustache.
Well, I'll have to stop by. Maybe I'll just sit in the front row of your show so to totally distract you because of my mustache.
Your mustache, I can marvel at it. I can produce estrogen, and I can only dream what it's like to be a woman looking in your eyes when you're about to take it the next step, and you look her in the eye and you go, "You want some broom service?"
Oh my God.
Wow. Yeah, I said it.
That is disgusting.
Nightmare fuel.
I don't care. I said it out loud.
Especially, and this is a guy in California, you would think if anybody was woke, it would be a California man.
Oh, yes. Yes. Well, I can't keep up. I mean, I'm not worried about racism or homophobia or transphobia or any of those other things getting a hold of us as a country, because young woke people can find homophobia and racism and sexism the way a ghost hunter can find a ghost. Am I wrong?
I mean,
dude, it's like I'm getting a little blip over here. Get your spirit meter and your laser grid. Oh, there's that Dr. Seuss racist, that cat's wearing blackface. Cancel him. I mean, that's the one thing about Dr. Seuss. When my kids read Dr. Seuss, they scream, "I hate non-whites." So thank God. Thank God.
By the way, did you see the new one that's going on in Palm Springs?
No.
With the giant Marilyn Monroe statue?
Oh, of course. Her skirt's being blown up, and why? That's derogatory.
It's the famous scene from The Seven-Year Itch, right? And it's gigantic.
I know,
it's got to be 40 feet high, right?
Yeah.
And, you know, it's the skirt being blown up in the air. And she's got granny panties on.
I mean, exactly. The whole thing, this whole idea of tearing down everything that has to do with anything that came before these people drives me nuts. It's like complaining about capitalism while you're tweeting from your iPhone, man. It's like, come on, guys. I mean, a little balance, please. And I'm all for diversity. Of course I am. But it can't be like the first thing, especially when it comes to, I don't know, your surgeon. You know what I mean? Nobody wants to hear, "We lost your mother on the operating table. Unfortunately, the surgeon wasn't very experienced, but he does identify as gender fluid." You know, that's not, that can't be like the thing, dude. I want the best surgeon, and I don't care what he does in this spare. If he's the best, he's cutting into my spine. I don't care if he eats people sometimes. I want that guy. I'm asking for a little balance. That's all I'm asking for.
We got a question, and there's something that I heard about, heard you talking about recently, and it scares me a little bit. Because for years, I thought you were an incredible stallion of a man.
Yes.
But
yes.
Now, from what I understand, you'd rather be a silverback gorilla.
Well, look, I'm holding a deep squat as I do this interview, as you know.
Uh-huh.
I punish my legs in the morning.
Uh-huh.
I only say that because at the end of the day, if you look at my bone structure, John, and I'm lithe. I'm flexible. Think of it. Think of somebody. If somebody stretched human skin over a cheetah, it's probably what you'd get here. But at the end of the day, I am a monkey, and some people are silverbacks. I'm a dog, and there are bears out there. And I've always just wanted to be a tough guy. I just want to be a tough guy. I don't want to be the guy in the trees throwing fruit at the ground sleeper that is the silverback. And that's all I'm trying to say. And
that comes
from. That's all it is, John. And you, John, you're a bear, you're a silverback. I'm always a little bent in your presence. You're the alpha.
Yeah, you know, when you tell another man he's a bear, you can be saying something completely different.
Well, this is true, John. This is true. I didn't say that I was also a twink. Now you got to remember. Let's get the terminology correct, sir. I'm not saying because you have a barrel chest, a big hairy barrel chest, that you're my type. I'm just saying. I'm just saying in a fight, I'm a dog and you're a bear. That's all I meant to say. In combat.
Right.
Bring it back to combat, John.
Okay. Hey, your dad, Big Mike, was on your podcast?
Yes, he was.
How'd that go?
I like to bring an 81-year-old onto a podcast who has got great pattern recognition, has been here 1,000 times. And so I think it's always good to get a man of his age who's done well, who is a Marine, all that good stuff, and just get a sense of what we should be worried about and what we should be looking forward to. Look, it's funny with your parents. I'm a parent. I'm trying to be a good parent. I don't even know how to connect with my kids. My daughter's into Japanese anime. I don't know how to talk about an androgynous Japanese assassin boy, okay? And I have no idea. I got nothing for you. My mother's way of parenting was basically, she said, everything can kill you. You can die from anything at any time, anywhere. She sounded like a blind oracle all the time. She's just warning me of what I could die from. At the beach, forget about it. All she'd look at you and go, beware the current. The undertow will take you somewhere dark and cruel. And that was the end of that. So, yeah, I don't even know.
Now, you know, one of the most confusing things on the planet has got to be the fact that you do a podcast with Steve Byrne. All right, here you are, Brian Callen, the most Italian person I know who has really an Irish last name.
Yeah.
And Steve Byrne, who has a definitive Irish last name, but he's Asian.
Yeah.
This is a confused podcast.
Steve is, his mother is Asian and his father is Caucasian, and that makes him Caucasian. I just took that joke from Steve, but that's Steve.
Did you make it into his movie?
I was doing another movie about a talking dog in Beijing, China. And if you think I'm kidding, I ain't. I had to turn my dear friend down and say, no, I got to go do a movie in Beijing. It stars Megan Fox and Josh Duhamel, and it's called Think Like a Dog. It's a kid's movie.
Oh, okay.
My daughter and my son watched it, and they were like, You know, that's what I got. But China was a trip. China was, I mean, they're an adventure. In a culinary sense, they're very adventurous.
I think the whole world has learned that.
I was going to say, I just feel like if you're going to eat a bat, you should expect to get anything from anywhere. Like if you had hair growing out of one cheek of your rump and a horn, and you were like, I don't know, I ate a bat. I go, well, yeah, dude, that's what you get. It's what you get. It can fly with no feathers. It hangs upside down. It's a hell pigeon. Keep it out your kitchen, okay? It's the first ingredient in witch's brew. What more do you need? Google it. So, you know. But it was an experience. It was an experience. Wouldn't want to live there. Good people.
I'm just loving hell pigeon.
It's a hell pigeon. What else do you want? It flies without feathers. Explain that aerodynamically. You can't. It's not of this earth.
Brian Callen is appearing tomorrow and Saturday at Helium Comedy. Two shows each night. Tickets are available through heliumcomedy.com or 215-496-9001. I am going to do my best to stop by, my brother.
I hope so, brother. There might be a Saturday matinee show because we're selling so well. And they're selling, I think all the tables are sold out, but they're selling individual seats. We'll see.
The John DiBella Podcast, 102.9 MGK.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.